The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Republicans came up with their own plan to keep the government running past midnight tonight.
Republicans say they got items they wanted. More money for defense, border guards, and migrant detention beds. Democrats claiming victory with a billion-dollar boost to child care and Head Start. Millions more for cancer, Alzheimer's, and dementia research. House Republican majority will likely need Democrats to get it passed, with some in the GOP angry. They didn't have time to review the bills or cut more spending.
ABC's Andy Field. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced convicted January 6th insurrectionist Jeffrey Sable to 63 months in the penitentiary for helping others drag a police officer into the mob storming the Capitol, where that officer was assaulted with various weapons. Brian Malinowski died. The Little Rock, Arkansas airport honcho was wounded in a gunfight this week with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. April milk down 40 to 1577, May down 22 to 1626, June down 28 to 1701, July down 32 at 1772. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2.5 to 147, 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 139 and 3/4, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.75 to 282, 1 trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 110 and 3/4, 4 trades. Dry weigh steady at 40.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day. Now, the nearbys were higher after some cash markets did come in the south, $2 higher than last week. That supported the nearbys. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as ribs and bellies on the cutout side were $9 lower, and that spooked traders in the market. April live cattle up 57 cents to 188.37. March feeder cattle up 62 cents to 250.87. April hogs down 40 cents to 84.90. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly higher, short covering, and weekly export sales remaining solid at 1.19 million metric tons. Soybeans also moving up mostly higher as well, as a lot of short covering in the market. Even though the funds have a lot of short positions, they buy into any dips. Wheat markets, they were mostly higher as well, as following the rest of the grain complex higher again on some of that technical buying. May corn up 1.75 to 440.75. New crop up 2 to 476.75. May beans up 2.5 to 1212. New crop up 4 to 1204.25. Chicago wheat may up 1.75 to 546.75. July also up 1.75 to 562. Minneapolis wheat may up 2 to 657. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 386, April 389, May 392, new crop 422. Cash beans 1127, April 1132, May 1137, new crop 1087. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 402 and three quarters, April 402 and three quarters, May 402 and three quarters, new crop 421 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 391, April 405, May 405, new crop 427. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 380, April 383, new crop 421. Cash beans 1132, April 1135, new crop 1129. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 422, cash beans 1134, new crop at 1119. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 417, April 417, May 420, new crop 426, cash and April beans 1188, May 1192, new crop 1149. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 379, new crop 421, cash beans 1133, new crop 1129. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 164 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 138 to 170, market cows 90 to 127, bulls 120 to 145, calves 315 to 990, beef steers 227 to 390, Holstein steers 150 to 330, sheep markets, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 170 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 235 and down, and bucks 270 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 190.50, finished beef heifers 177 to 192.50, finished dairy steers 161 to 173, market cows 115 to 120, market bulls 120 to 154, market hogs, meanwhile, at 50 to 106, light sows 53 to 59, heavy sows 60 to 68, boar markets at Zumbrota 23 to 29. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that will impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I know what love is, what's it to you?
While upon my got no direction, we're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, but what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon me wave on wave. You're the reason I'm still here, yeah. Am I the one you were sent to save? You came upon me wave on wave. I wandered out into the water, thought that I might drown. I don't know what I was after, just know I was going down. That's when she found me, not afraid anymore. She said, you know I always had you, baby, just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. Follow me way down way. You're the reason I'm still here, yeah. Am I the one you were sent to save? And it came upon me way down.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen the fate's got cards that it don't wanna show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't. That boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Up too soon and reaches for his arm, but she'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong. But it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk-away Joe.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tricia Yearwood, Don Henley, and Walk Away Joe here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have snow across the region this morning. Temperatures mid to upper 20s this morning. Please drive with extra caution as well. Roads in many areas snow covered and slippery this morning. Snow is going to wrap up today, but we have another storm on the way that could be providing some very heavy snow, and we'll have details here next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we have a member of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board joining us, talking about a new initiative to help firefighters with firefighting foam from soybeans. We're going to find out more about that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are many reasons growers trust Stein on their operations. For starters, we're home to the industry's highest yielding genetics. But we have something else just as powerful and reliable as our products: service. With Stein, growers have the benefit of leveraging decades of knowledge from our talented agronomy and sales teams. We're ready to walk the fields with you to ensure you get the yield benefits Stein Genetics can bring to your farm. Stein Seed. Dedicated to yield. Committed to you.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. The Farm Bill could follow the appropriations process. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The federal appropriations process could pave the way for other pieces of legislation of importance, like the Farm Bill. Representative Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican and former House Ag Chairman, explains.
There are so many things like the Farm Bill, reauthorizing the Weather Act, NDAA, the National Defense Reauthorization Act. There's so many pieces of legislation that have to have spending allocation numbers to be written. Chairman G.T. Thompson of the Ag Committee is ready to go. He is ready to go with a markup, but we have to know where we are financially.
There are changes that Lucas says producers would like to see in the Farm Bill.
Many of my producers in a variety of crops would like to make adjustments for reference prices. Think about the inflation since 2018. Think about the trade war effect on our producers. Think about the COVID effect on our producers. The safety net, no matter how well structured it was in the 2018 Farm Bill, does not reflect the cost of inputs right now or what it's done to most of the grain commodity prices. We need some extra money.
The question becomes, is there enough time to complete the Farm Bill?
Bear in mind, we're not rewriting the Farm Bill as we did in 2012 and 13 and 14. It's a tweaking. We can do that. We just need some money so we can address reference prices and some of those issues. And if we get our work done in the House, or when we get our work done in the House, I think that will motivate the United States Senate. They just need to pass something, and then we'll take a House pass bill, and whatever they pass, we'll go to a conference committee. We'll do it the way historically legislation has always been put together, especially farm bills, and we'll work out our differences.
Despite the challenges, Lucas says he feels there can be a 2024 Farm Bill.
Absolutely. You've got a situation where you have an incumbent president running for re-election. I've never known an incumbent president who didn't have the biggest ceremony imaginable when they were signing a Farm Bill. We get it to the White House, it'll be signed. Chairwoman Stabenow, she's not running for re-election. She's vacating her seat. So this is her legacy bill. In the House, we just know that the Farm Bill has to be brought up to date to reflect what producers are dealing with. And that gives us a huge incentive. So everybody has a very enlightened self-interest.
Oklahoma Representative Frank Lucas. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might. Thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Bird holding heaven here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Snow and temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. Please drive with extra caution this morning. The UW Extension's Women in Agriculture program is returning. This time it's going to be held at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc April 4th. Now, the program is titled Valuable Informed Thriving Agriculture Leader, Vital. And it recognizes women's vital role on the farm or in the agriculture business. Now, again, this is scheduled for April 4th, starting at 9 o'clock with registration until 3. The goals of the day are to provide women support in management and financial decision making, and to help connect with agricultural resources and to create support networks. If you'd like more information, just contact the Extension Service for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The greater sage grouse, a unique-looking bird native to sage habitats in the western United States, has been the cause of friction between ranchers and the federal government for years. A new proposal isn't likely to thaw that relationship. I'll have details when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Sarah and Kurt here, your co-hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen to our latest episode as we head south to Houston, Texas to take in Commodity Classic and catch up with a few special guests along the way.
10,800 people, that's some kind of a record. Farmers everywhere, a lot of families, a lot of business being done.
The theme has been that this is a whirlwind. It is really cool to see so many people in the same place that care about the same things.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The federal government owns 27.4% of all surface land in the United States, with the vast majority of that concentrated in the western states, including Alaska. On much of that federally owned land, 245 million acres to be specific, the rules and requirements put forth by the Bureau of Land Management are the last word on how those public resources are used. And last week, that agency proposed a new draft plan to protect the greater sage grouse, a ground-nesting bird that, during mating season, can put on quite a show as the males strut around to attract a mate. Officials at the Bureau of Land Management say at one time there were millions of sage grouse across the bird's 10-state native range, but current counts show only approximately 800,000, a decline in population that they argue should make the bird eligible for endangered species protection, though Congress has prevented that move for the time being through legislation. Under this new proposal, the BLM is considering six potential changes to the guidance last updated in 2019, with each proposal coming with varying degrees of protection for the sage grouse and restrictions on surface usage. Alternative 3 is the most restrictive proposal. In that one, BLM turns all sage grouse management into primary habitat management areas, or PHMAs. If a habitat is named as a primary habitat management area, that PHMA would be closed to all new leases for oil and gas development, mining permits for non-energy minerals, and crucially for Western ranchers, closed to grazing. Currently, the BLM is pushing for Alternative 5, a plan they argue to be a mix of protection while still allowing usage for the public and other stakeholders. The proposal is open for comment until mid-May, which some groups say is not nearly enough time to understand the impact. I'll have more when we come back.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Livestock groups so far have confined their frustration with the new proposal on sage grouse protection from the BLM to the timing. The Bureau of Land Management released the proposal last Friday and said the comment period would close in 60 days, a very short turnaround for a rule that takes 600 pages to lay out. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
Active Liver is one of many award-winning health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at Amazon.com or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Available as a tablet or delicious sugar-free gummy. Protect and help your liver the easy and effective way with Active Liver at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything you play. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world, and it's worth so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless.
times I can get. I'm too young for growing up just yet. Ain't much I can promise you except to do the best I can. I'll be damned. I may be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a real good man. I may be a real bad boy, oh, but baby, I'm a real good man. Yes, I am.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, if there's nothing wrong with shooting the pool and having some fun and acting the fool, but this time I won't be going where they are. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. The girl sure has been working hard. I think she's ready for some R&R. Something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy, a dozen roses might come in handy to help loosen up those apron strings. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about her is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. If the roses and the candy, tomorrow I may have to call and see. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender, candlelight, and love me tender. I'm my baby tonight. Yeah, I'm going home and rock my baby tonight.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A new firefighting foam is offering a soy-based alternative to chemicals. Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, explains.
So last fall, it was brought to our attention that this project was going on through the United Soybean Board. They had funded part of it, but it's a firefighting foam made from soy flour that is safer to the environment, safer to the users, because of the PFAS. That's the big talk in the news that's in the firefighting foam.
Soy flour is the base material, and he says this is another market for soybean farmers.
Correct. And it's not a huge market of soybeans as far as usage. I mean, they were throughout a figure of 12 million bushel a year to start. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. But obviously, we all know somebody that's had a fire or somebody that's a firefighter in your family, and they're all exposed to this. So it really touches all walks of life, and it really could be a big deal and a very good product for the environment, for the safety of those firefighters.
Malooly had a chance to visit the factory in Georgia where the new firefighting foam is being made. A Darlington man has been sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on a southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Lissacum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 years in jail after pleading guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal and intentionally not disposing of carcasses. The charges came after the Lafayette County Sheriff's Department received a call from the Farm Service Agency in March of last year about the dead goats on a farm in Seymour Township. Lissacum was also ordered to pay the victim of his actions more than $240,000 in restitution. A goat in western Minnesota has tested positive for avian flu. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health confirmed the case Wednesday, saying the young goat was on a farm in Stevens County with a poultry flock that had the same virus. The case was discovered after the owner of the farm told state officials about the deaths of some baby goats, and a carcass was taken to the University of Minnesota, where it tested positive for avian flu. Health officials say this is the first domestic ruminant in the U.S. to test positive for avian flu. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Mike Braun introduced new legislation to break down barriers to farming and agriculture land ownership and help Americans pursue careers in farming. The Bipartisan Farm Transition Act of 2024 would, for the first time, stand up the Commission on Farm Transitions to study the issues impacting the transition of agricultural operations to the next generations of farmers and ranchers and make recommendations to address those barriers. As of 2021, seniors aged 65 and older owned more than 40% of the agriculture land in the U.S., that according to American Farmland Trust. This suggests the impending transfer of more than 370 million acres of farmland over the next 2 decades. Despite the current and projected increase in transfer of agriculture land ownership, young and beginning farmers and ranchers struggle to find purchasing farms. One factor is the amount of farmland that's being bought by investment firms, which has risen more than 230% from 2008 to 2023. Additionally, the number of acres owned by foreign entities increased by nearly 65% from 2010 to 2021. The U.S. Grains Council released its 23-24 corn export cargo quality report, which contained good news. The average aggregate quality of U.S. corn samples tested for the report was better than or equal to U.S. number 2 on all grade factors and represented an improvement on the 5-year average of previous crops on several fronts. The council is committed to furthering global food security and mutual economic benefit through trade, said USGC Chair Brent Boyston. The report will assist buyers in making well-informed decisions by providing reliable and timely information about U.S. corn destined for export. The average test weight came in at 58.1 pounds per bushel, which was higher than the previous marketing year and the 5-year average. Chemical analysis showed an 8.9% protein concentration, up from 8.7% last year and the 5-year average. All samples tested below the Food and Drug Administration's action level for aflatoxin. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family,
So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Ever since I've known you, you belong to someone else. I'd make love to you in a New York minute and take my Texas time doing it. I'd do you everywhere but wrong. I'd make love to you in a New York minute and take my Texas time doing it. I'd prove that in my arms is where you belong. Misunderstand me, I wouldn't steal you from your man if he's ever fool enough to leave. Well, you know how to reach me, you know where I am, you know what I'd do if you were free. I'd make love to you in a New York minute and take my Texas time doing it. Love to you in a New York minute. Take my Texas time doing it. I'd do you everywhere but wrong. I'd make love to you in